You hold a fine vote. In the Mishnah top. Hamoitzi tevin kamoli piporum. If you carry out on Shabbos a tevin that's drua, kamoli pipora, enough to fill up the mouth of a por of a cow, that's what you're chayy for. And this is the shear of Hoitzi on Shabbos, how much you have to carry out. So that was the axiom of the Mishnah before, that there's a klal omer called akosha latiyah, something that's chosher that you hide, that to you is chosher. So if you carry that thing out, you chayy for on Shabbos. Now, like we'd be mad, but what's called something that's chosher to you, so if you carry out, you chayy. So if you want to carry out tevin's truam, it has to at least be enough to fill up the piporum. Because the piporum is what eats truam. So the least amount is how much you fill up his mouth with. Eitzah, if you carry out eitzah, drach the forest pigmara, so some say that's a type of, also type of strua, is kamali pigomal. That's already what camels eat, and you have to have a bigger shear, the size to fill up the pigomal. Drashi nofish yirma piporum. A camel has a bigger mouth than a cow has. Abu kamali piporum loy mechayi. But if you carry out from this eitzah, this other type of shruam, the amount of feed of piporum, you put them. So the porah is not worried, they don't need it. So if you not carry out something that's choshev, it's not a choshev achilam, you'll be put if you carry it out on Shabbos. Right, so omer kemole pitle. If you carry out omer, that's what tle, what little lambs eat. So that's the sheer kemole pitle. Drashi omer, that means kashin shel shibolim. Shibolim, that's the zani in the stalks. So the kosher has the shaft of the stalks, that's what they give to pitle, the trashing. That's nothing with pig gedi. Gedi is usually a young one, a young lamb, and then it comes to a goat. Hilkach, omir, the loichos legdi. This omir, that's the shaft, that's not roi for the young ones, it's for gedi. Loimachayat kamali pig gedi. You wouldn't be chayat to take out enough to fill a mouthful of a gedi. Adi kamali pitle. You have to have the biggest share, the share of a pitle. Because the tler is the one that eats this omer. Abalasovim, Hashenkin, Stam grass, Hail the chos, the ben letler, ben legli. Grass, all the animals eat. Zaya tler, zaya gli, even the young ones eat the grass. As melo machayim, a few kamali pigdi. Even if you carry out a smaller shear, the shear of a pigdi, you'll be high for that. Because it's roy for gdi, teeth on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah, Asovim, if you carry out this grass, is kamali pigdi. That's a very small shear. Even though a small kid, then how much could fit into his mouth? A mouthful, you chayit. That's a chashuv of that. People are matniyah, people hide it, they keep it, you carry it out. That's called a chashuv of melechus machshevus. Olei shum. If you have the leaf of shum is garlic usually. The olei bitzolim, and the leaves of onions. Lachim. If they're wet, then people eat it, it's roi for Adam, that's kagregus. That's the shear of all haitsoi Shabbos. For oichel, for an Adam to eat, it has to be the shear of a gregus. Gregus is a dried out date. If you have the shear of a dried out date, then you chayiv simply to oichel Adam, that's the shear of kosher for a person. Shrashi lachim if they're wet, haruyim li Adam. It's still roi for people to eat this, then the shear is kagregus. There's their shear of chol maichel Adam l'Shabbos. Any type of food you carry out on Shabbos, when you chayiv mibiraitzim, you take out at least a shear of a gregus, a dried out date. Abu kamali pigadi light. You take out a smaller shear. What a pigadi, the mouth of a gadi, you would be putter. The lachim lechat legadi. When they're still wet, they're not roi for gadi yet. The gadiim only eat when it's dried out. When it's wet still, when it's fresh, then it's only oimed for an odin teeth, not for gadi. So you need a shear of an odin. Mashenkin Yveshim, once these dry out, the onions or the garlic dries up, then kamala pigadi. Then it's only to give it to a gadi tea. Then you go bust the shear, how much you fill up a mouth of a gadi. Now, each one has its own shear, how much you have to take out to your machayim for Shabbos. Let's you take out a chatzi pi poro of the first one of the tevin. That's pi poro. If they got a chatzi pi poro. If they got a chatzi eitzah of pi gomel, so we're not mitzarif one shear with the other shear. As they're mitzarifim zeim zeim, mifnei shloishavu b'shirayim. Since each one has its own shear, he's for tevin regular shruah, you have to have a mouthful of a cow. For eitzah, we'll soon see what that is. Other type of shruah, you need kamali pi gomel. You need a mouthful of a camel, which is a bigger shear. So you can't be mitzarif one with the other. But we'll see in the gemara, it's only the chumra, it's only the chumra you can't do it. But the chumra you could. There is something that has a smaller shear, could even start with something that has a bigger shear, to be masked on the bigger shear one. Because if it's a smaller shear, the pshat is the more chashuv. So the more chashuv a thing can add up to fill up the bigger shear. We don't see in the Gemara. But the other way, a bigger shear can't fill up a smaller shear one. That's Emet Darfin. Because if it's a smaller shear, it means a more chashuv a thing. So only this thing is chashuv to have such a small shear. From the other thing, you need a bigger shear, so that bigger shear can't be masked in the smaller shear. So the more my Eitzah. What's the middle case? After Tevin, after Shrua, it says Eitzah. Was that you fill up the mouth of a camel? That camel eats Eitzah. What is Eitzah? Omer of Yehuda, Tevin, Shomina Kitnius. It's Shrua that comes out of Mina Kitnius. Different type of beans, peas, different type of beans. So that type of Shrua, it's not edible for a cow. A cow doesn't eat it. Now who eats it is a camel. So therefore you have to take out a bigger shear on Shabbos, a camel's mouthful. The Gemara Kiyosi Rabimi Omar Hamoitzi Tevin Kamali Pipara. If somebody takes out Shrua, which is edible for a Pipara, a Pipara, regular cow eats the Shrua. So what's the Chosh of a Shia Pimichai Mediraita? If you carry out a Pipara, but here instead of giving this like handful to the Pipara, he gave it to the camel, Lugamel. Is he Chayiv or not? So this handful he gave to the camel doesn't satisfy the camel, because the camel has a bigger mouthful. So you're only taking out the mouthful, that a handful that would fill a pipara, you're giving it to a camel. Are you chayiv or not? So the half meaning is a machlokes. Rabbi Yechonam chayiv, yechayiv. Now there is a maskana. Quite everybody will see yechayiv. Why yechayiv? Because the Matthias took out a shear. You took out a chashuv shear. You have shrua that's enough to feed a pora, which is a chashuv a thing. Poras eat shrua. So you took out a chashuv a shear shrua. Savad yechayiv. What do I care now you're going to give it to the camel? So what? But the ma'isa pora could eat it. It's like the first Mishnah. It's called HaKashal Asliya. People hide this shear of a pipara because it's usable to give a pipara. So even though you decide not to give it to a camel, so what? So yechayiv. Rosh Lakish HaMapota. If it has been not to say Rosh Lakish, there's Shirin Ben Lakish HaMapota. Not to have a meaning. But Mar B'yurter at night, Om Rabbi Yechon Hofi. This is what Rabbi Yechon said. At night time he said yechayiv. We take out the shear of a pipara, of tevin, which is roi for piparam, but instead he gave it to a camel. So he said, Yechayit, the tafra in the morning, after he slept in the morning, got up, Hodadei, the Yechonim was chayitim and said, no, you put him. Even though he carried out a pipara, he carried out a chosh of a shear of shrua, but since you didn't give it to the cow, you gave it to the camel, you put, you didn't give enough of a shear for a camel. That's the Havimim. So the Ma'amar Rab Yosef, Shatar Ove the Hodder. It's very good when Yechonim was chayitim. So lechazi legamel, it's the svar why now you should be potter. Because the mitzvah, this pipara, this handful you took out of shrua, true it's roi for the cow, but it's not roi for the camel. For the camel, you didn't take out enough of a shear. It's not cool, you took out like lunch. You didn't give him a meal. So therefore you potter. Omalei abayis at the bayis tzurik the svar is punfakir. Ad the rabba kedim mikorim istavrim. Avada the svar is not the maskonam like Rabbi Yechon first said. The svar is kidimikol, like I said at the beginning. The achot in the parah, and the mitzias, you're carrying out now a handful of shrua. Now this shrua is a chashuv a thing, because you could feed it to a cow, and the cow is oimetidit, and it's a chashuv a thing, like, it's like a suda for him. So that's the first Mishnah. People hide this, people care about it, because it's a peep parah, it's a mouthful of shrua that you could give your cow. So why do I care now you take it out and give it to your camel? So what? But it's something that's chashuv in the eyes of people. I've had the yechayi for that. And that's the maskona. So the more Ella, the pshat from the machlekes of Yechon HaShlokish, is different. Ella ki yosti rovin. Omar, he said like this. Hamoitzi tevin kemole pipara legomol. If you take out the side of a pipara, that means straw, enough to fill up the mouth of a cow, even though you're giving it not to the camel, avad the kuliyamol epigid yechayiv. Everybody's masking yechayiv. Because you carried out a chashuv a thing, it's a chashuv a suda, it's a meal for the para. So even though you're giving it to the camel, but it's something chashuv you're taking out, people hide this now. So everybody's masking yechayiv on Shabbos. Ki pligi with the machlekes of Yechon HaShlokish, pum fakert. The moiti eitza. He's taking out the next thing in the Mishnah. The eitza, that's the Gemara said, that's the shrua of kashin, of kitnius, of beans. The stalks of the beans. So the straw that comes off the beans, that is not roi for para. A para doesn't eat it. The flame is for camel. A camel eats this type of straw that comes out of the beans. Therefore, the Mishnah says, what's the choshev shirim of the straw from beans? Enough to feed a camel. Because the camel eats it. Now, shenken, a smaller shear that you feed a parah, since usually people don't feed a parah, the Mishnah is mashmi yipotah. So here the shalav is, kipligi b'moitzi etza, you took out the straw made from kidneys from beans, kemole piparah, a smaller shear, only the size to fill up a cow's mouth, and the parah. You didn't take it out for the camel, but you decide to give your parah this suda. There's the shalom. Lemaisa, since you're feeding your parah, it's the chash of a shear. This is a mouthful for a cow. It'll feed up, it'll fill up the cow. The reason why the Mishnah says the shear of a camel, because usually people don't feed their cows this straw made from cow. It'll feed up, it'll fill up the cow. The reason why the Mishnah says the shear of a camel, because usually people don't feed their cows this straw made from kashinim, from kidneys, beans. They usually feed the camel. So usually, who cares about the shear? Somebody that feeds his camel, he needs a bigger shear then. But this person changed his mind. He decided to give his poroth, his own cow, to feed him with this straw made from beans. So now you're taking out the shear to feed your poroth, you chayv enough. The yipchitman, pumfaket is the sheetis. We have yechir nama potter. If you can tell in such a case you potter, is even though you're giving this straw to eat to your para, and it's a chosh of a shear to give a para, but we'll soon see, paras don't eat the straw. So it's called achila, they are chak, lo yishma achila. Resh Lakish HaMachayim, Resh Lakish says no, the Mitzvah is you now taking this thing for your cow it's a chosh of a sudum, therefore you're chayim. So the Mara of Yechon, I'm a potter, achila idea chak, lo yishma achila. True, you're taking out this small handful to give your cow. For your cow, it's enough of a shear. But the mice, it's not food for a cow. Ah, your cow is eating it. It's called achila de'achak. That's loishim achila. It's like zotl baita etzachalodim. It's not called a chosho moitzorim. Therefore, you put them. There's not a shamachayiv name. Achila de'achak, shme achila. The mice, so you're feeding your cow. And the frat, the cow's a cow. What do you care if he eats a de'achak or not? Like, not a person, you have to give him the best food. So Abi, the cow is eating, you're happy. So I see a cow, you're popping yourself, you don't have to give your cow a suda tonight. So Meli Yaitza. Rashiya Moitzi Tevin Kamala Tipora. Vohaitziyo Eli Achila. You took it out to feed it legomo to your camel. Shepi gomo godma pipora. That the mouth of a camel is a bigger shear than a pora. Vohaitziyo Eli Pipora. Hilka shear choshevu. Since you took out regular straw that's edible by a poro, and you took out the shear of a poro, savad yechayim? Yeah, let's see Rashi. Rashi, aloitzi tevin kamala tipora. You took it out to feed it legomel to your camel. Shepi gomel godle pipora. That the mouth of the camel is a bigger shear than a pora. Tochozel le pipora. Hilkach shear choshevu. Since you took out regular straw that's edible by a pora, and you took out the shear of a pora, savad yechayim, it's a choshev a shear. Lechol mishiyatzienu lepok a shear of hachi. Whoever takes out, it doesn't take out less than the shear. So it's called a choshev a thing. Trashi the chayiv, the ikha shiura, the chos lapara. It's a... Bishinas chos lapara. Hilka kosher le'atznihu, o matznihin kamo. People hide it like this year, it's a kosher thing. Eitzo, Trashi le'chos lapara. Eitzo, that's the straw that comes out of the beans that usually you don't feed the cow. Ela de'atchak, only if you force them to eat it. Elu legomel, usually it's aimed to give a camel. V'chud the chazi, v'zeh oitzi leparah is a v'yechon amapote do legomel the chazi lay lekishurit. For a regular camel that usually eats it, you didn't take out enough. It's not chasher for camel. V'mishum the tzarach parah oitzi. Why now you took it out to give your cow? And to feed your cow, you have enough a handful of achila. That's not called an achila. It's not a choshev b'hoitzah. Hilkach le'mesherin le'bepora. You can't shot it up with the shear of a pora. You have to go bust with the shear of a camel. And for a camel, what you took out is too small. You aim it's that. That's why I say. But here by says the Rambam Tavka Paskins the Chumra like Resh Lakish. If you take out this food
to give the Torah, even though it's only on the chil of the etchat, shmei achila.
Right.
Omer kamole kipitle. Mishnah then said, take out Omer. Omer, Rashi said, that was the shibolim, that was the koshin shel shibolim, that was the shaft of the stalks. You take it out, so a tle eats that. So Omer, the Mishnah says, the shear kamole pitle. So it's more of a tanya, I will learn to Gregus. How much Omer, how much of these stalks you have to take out the size of a dried out date? Now, Dumar Nechnami, Idividi Chadashiru. It's no stiro. They're both the same shear. They're both the shear of a dried out date. Omer, Kamole, Kapitle, and Gregus, the same shear. Fight Ole Shum, Viole, Bitsolim, Lachim, if it's still wet, still fresh, then it's Gregus. Then people eat this onions and garlic. So you need the shear of a Gregus, that's the shear for Nodim. The Yavashim, once they're dried out, Kamole, Piagdi. You need a smaller shear. How much you give the young Gadis, because they eat it. Right, the Vayim, Starf in the Mishnah says, Zeim Zeh, of Leish Leshol B'Shirayim. Since they're different Shirayim, you can't take out half for this Shirayim and half for that Shirayim to put them together, because they have different Shirayim. So the Mara Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Eim, it's Starf in the Chomesh Shabhem. The Tzirav doesn't apply to a Chomesh Shabhem. That means, something, a Chomem means something that has a bigger Shirayim. Something that has a bigger Shirayim can't be Starf to make up the smaller Shirayim. The other way it does help, if you have something that has a smaller shear, it's a chush of a thing, so you have then something else that has a bigger shear, half of the bigger shear. If you'll take this smaller shear and equal it to finish up the bigger shear, that would be mitzvah, because the smaller thing is, the more chush of it is, so rather it can be mashed on the bigger shear. Let's see Rashi. A mitzvah from the Rashi lechomer shabhem. Misha shiuri gadol, something has a bigger shear, like a gregris, like the wet onions, that are roaring for mantis. It's need a bigger shear of a gregris. Heavy cow, that's called easier. The ain't a mitzvah of lashtem shear shachomer, and it's not chashub not to mashtem the shear something that's chomer. Moshel, the dried out ones. The dried out onions, that's even a smaller shear of a pigdi. Because it's not roy for northern assignment for gadi. So if you take a wet onion, it won't be mashed in the shear of a dried out onion. So le choshev kiyahu. Avalachoshev mashed the metakal. The other way here, the dried out onion, since that's a smaller shear, that will be mashed from the bigger shear of the gregris of a wet onion. So if you have a half of a gregris of a wet onion, and now you want to be mashed from another half of a gregris from a dried out onion, that would be good. Because dried out onions have a smaller shear to start out with. It's roaring for gedi. So that smaller shear can be mashed from the bigger shear. Like a shear tevim starfim eitza, lashtim pi gomel. The eitza though, aimed starfim ima tevim lashtim mole pi pora. Because that's a smaller shear. So something that has a bigger shear can't be mashed from the smaller shear. Because its substance needs more. So it can't fill up that smaller shear. But something that has a smaller shear, its substance that size fills up the bigger shear. So that way it could fill it up. For the Gemara, is it true? We're saying now, that's what the Mishnah says, not mitzvah only means one way. Just the bigger one can't be mitzvah the smaller shear. But a smaller shear could be mitzvah the bigger shear. For the Gemara, is that true? That even a smaller one could be mitzvah the bigger shear. The kashri is they have different shiurim. And something that has different shiurim can't put one and one together. It can't put the two together. Even something that has a smaller shear, the dried out onions, can't be mashed from the bigger shear of the wet onions. Why? Because they have different shearim. The Otanan we learned, Habeged Gimel Agimel, Habeged Achoshev Shear to Makabel Tumas Medrash of Azav, means Azav sits, or he's Medrash, he sleeps on a beged, he's Matamad Beged. Rashi Gimel Agimel, Le Tumas Medrash Azav. When a Zav is sitting on this Begid, anything he sits, anything he's Medrash on, he's Doras on, he steps on, he gives it Tumas Avatuma. So a Begid is a Shear, Gimel HaGimel, Tzvokim. The Asak, that's made, that's a sack, that needs Dal, the bigger Shear. The Or, skin, even needs a bigger Shear, that's Hey, it has to be five Tzvokim, that's right Tzvokim. Mafet, that's a mat, that's Vav. So each one has a different shear. It's a different type of a begid. It needs a different shear, a chosh of a begid, to be mekabel this tumis of a medrus. So Tony Allah, we learned on this, ha begid v'yasak. If you want to be mistarf, half of a shear of a begid, and half of a shear of a sack, or else ha sack v'or. You have the size of a sack and the size of an or. Half of a sack, half of an or. Or v'yamafetz, half of a shear of an or, and half of a mafetz. Is mistarf from zim zim. The arm is tarif to makamu tumma together. You have half of an or and half of a mappet, so together you have the shear of an or, it's mistarif together. So what shvelachur? It's good, it's a rai, it could be mistarif. The kash is from here. The yomer Reb Shimin, my tam. Shimin has said explanation. Why is it mistarif? Mashim and Astam, since they have different shurim, it should not be mistarif together. The dafkal here is mistarif. The yomer Reb Shimin, my tam. So the mifnei shuruyin letame moishim. Because Nagaya to Moshe, if the Zav will not be Doris, not like Stefan or sleep on it, he would mamash be sitting on it, Tumas Moshe, they're all Roy together. So since for Tumas Moshe, they all have the exact same shear, and the Roy to Mitzdarif, that's why they can Mitzdarif even for Tumas Medrash. So it's a Raya, it's a Diyak, time of the Ruin of Tumas Moshe. Why do we say these different things are Mitzdarif? Because they could get together for Tumas Moshe, I'll call upon them. That's why now for Tumas Medrash, they could also be put together. But if they couldn't be put together at all, if they have no common denominator, they have no tumah, that they have equal shiurim, you can't put the different shiurim together. You can't be mistaken different shiurim together. That's the kashi. Here we're saying you could put the different shiurim together. We're putting the shiur of a mole pi tle to mole pi gomel. You could make the two shiurim meet. So Rashi, hasak, Rashi abeger viasak mitstarfin. Shabeged, the smallest shear, mashlim shear a sack. That could fill up the shear of the sack when needs a bigger shear. Sack also minutza shalizim. The sack is usually made from the hair of goats. The Yamnu of Shimon, my Thomas Darfin, what's the svara? Why even a smaller shear helps to fill up a bigger shear? Like we're saying, Poshir does help. Here, Shimon says, no, it doesn't help all over Stamazoi. It helps only here for a special reason. My Tom, Hoyel Rui Latani Moshe. In Tziruf Mishnayim Yachid, Letleimar Darash HaChamor. Moshe means the muscle on the donkey, you have the saddle. So the Zav sits on top of the saddle, that's the Tumas Moshe, he's Matamrit. Now let's say for the saddle, you make it up out of two patches. You put a patch of skin and a patch of begit. Kishurul in your Moshe of Hazav, in Kotzim Mishnayim Ahim, the Tikin Tefach HaTefach, Leshavolov, Helemaisa, all you need for Moshe, for a saddle, is a Tefach and a Tefach. If you have the size of a saddle, that's Makamal Tumas Moshe. Now this saddle could be made up of a few things. It could be made up of skin, of begid, of sack, and of mafetz. So, and then if the Zav sits on this saddle, is Matamal Yavatum of Moshe Vazav. The Zav makes the Navatum. The Tanya, HaMikzoi Mikulum Tefra Tefra, if you cut out, put patches together of different material. But now the mice hold the material together, equals to a Tefach on a Tefach, 4 inches by 4 inches, is Tomei Moshe. By a Zav sits on it now, it has Tumas Moshe. There's no difference in the Shia Moshe. As anything a Zav is sitting on top of, as long as it's a Tefach, by Tefach, that's a Choshev of Begin. When a Zav sits on top of it, he's Matamrit. The Armina time of Parakam of the Sukkah, Hoyo Veroy Litloit Agabi Chamor, Sheinemak Vadimu Mishne Minim. That when somebody rides on a donkey, he has a saddle, he's not makbed for what the saddle is made out of. Is it made out of skin? Is it made out of begid? Is it made out of a mappet? So therefore, they're all mitzvah together. The look of Shimon Asvara, that's why now, if you want to have a shear of Tumas Medrus, where that's something you sleep on, there the Zav is usually makbed. A makbed to sleep only on skin, only on a begid, there he is makbed. So then you need a choshev, a shear begid. Either you have to have, we have dalad adalad, gimel gimel, hel hei vayavot. So that's the reason why you can starve a smaller shear to a bigger shear. Has the begid, which you need gimel gimel, that can be starved to a sack. As if you have a sack that's dalad, base tvachim or base tvachim. So you're missing another base tvachim. So you can take a begid now, base and base, and put it together with the sack. Because the begid is a smaller shear, it's more choshev. It can be mashed on the shear. Why? The shimon, why? Because it has a common denominator, they'll get the tumas moshev, they're equal. So you see, since at one point they're equal, now you can put the two together. Now, Shenkin, by yes, the chur, at no place are they equal. Here you want to take out straw. That's roi for a forum. and they want to give it to a camel. They always have different shurim. What's roi for a camel is not roi for a gomel. There they always have different shurim, so why are they yom etzarif? Amarov, it's no teres. Rokasha, Amarov, hochi nami chazi ledugma. Here sometimes also it's roi. It's roi ledugma. So drashi, hochi nami chazi biyachet. You can put all these different types of food, of this straw, and this type of straw, and this type of shibarlim, ledugma, the drashi. Mishieshla limchon. Somebody wants to sell these things. So he wants to put samples out to show people what I'm selling. So when you put samples out, you put all those things together, you're not makbid. You put a little bit straw, a little bit nut, a little bit the bean straw, a little bit the shibalum, a little bit the onions. You put them all together for a sample. Trashi Mishesh Limchor, Soyv Mikum, he gathers them all together. Venoisem Lifnei Chalon, he put it in front of his window. Laharois, Shiesh Limchor Mikulam, I'm selling all these things, these are all the samples that I'm selling. Venichale Shem Mechuborim Yachem, he's happy that it's together. The Adi the Zutri, Kochad Vechad, Haruach Mufaz Rosai. Since it's small, Samel the Ruach separates it.
You
put a little bit by itself, you're afraid the wind will blow it away. So that's why you need to put it all together in one bundle. Samol, you put these things together also. And the storekeeper that wants to show it for simple, for him, that's chashiv. So since it's a chashiv azach, putting it together, each one separately also can serve one shear to the other shear. So the Mishnah. Hamoitzi oichlim, any type of food you carry out on Shabbos. What's the answer? The raisa kigroig reschayit. If you carry out the shear of a dried out date, yechayit. That's a choshev shear that people eat. Umetarfim zeim zeh, vavnei sheshava b'shireim. It's any type of a food that a person eats. You can put together half of a tomato and half of a cucumber. And since the same person eats both of them, they both have the exact same shear. So yechayit, you have to take out a gregress of both of them. So you take out a half a gregress of cucumber and a half a gregress of tomato, it's metarf, you'll be chayit on Shabbos, because here they both have the same shearim. Shashim starfim, kol oichle odim zeim zeh. Any type of food that an odim eats. If you have half of the greatness of this type, half of the greatness of that time, you will put the two together. Chutz mikli poson, you can't include in the greatness the klipa, the skin around it, the peel around it. Varagarinayan, you can't include the pits, because the people don't eat the pits. Vyuktsayim, the stalks of it, you can't include. Visubin or mursanin, that type of sheaf that comes off the wheat, is also, people don't eat that, that's not mistar from the sheaf of so. Since it's not the Michael Adam, it doesn't have the shear of a groigris, it's not mistar from one with the other. He says the klipa makes the shells around the adoshim, the lentils, that is yim mistar. Shemizbashto simon, it gets right together. Since it gets right with the adoshim, it helps out the adoshim, it's considered like one thing, and you can have a shear groigris both together. The drashi, chutz mikliposon, sheinu moichel. People don't need to peel. V'yein mashlim v'mashir. If you have to carry out the shear of the oichel, what people eat, you need the greatness of the food itself. V'yuxayim zon of the tail of it, ha'pri. To eitz b'yalma, the stem of the pri, it's only an eitz b'yalma, it's not edible, it's not mitzara. V'subin klipas chitim. That's the klipa, the shell around the wheat. That's the sheaf. Hanasheres machmas katisha. Like when you bang it up, you bang up the wheat, that shell comes off. Or musanim hanisha benapa. That's the latest stage. And if you put it in the sieve, some more sheaf comes off. It's a pure flour. I'm asking to you. A regular shell is not mitzarev. Chutz miklipi adoshim. Mashenka, the shell around the adoshim, around the lentils, that's mitzarev. Shemitzarev for soysim. Why? Shemizbash soysim mohim. It ripens with the food. Lafuke klipa chitzoyna shem gedolos petoicha anasheres begorim. Other type of sheaf, you forget, you want to get rid of it before. Mashenkin here, this klipa, I suppose, it's what you cook, more shells when you even cook it with it. Hey, this shell you cook with the lentils. So you want it to be with the lentils no time. When you cook it in that shell. So that's called part of the food, even though you don't eat it. Mashenkin, the other shells we're talking about, there's things you throw away before you even bring home. So those shall not start with the shear of the Ahitzur. So the Gemara, V'subin u'mursin le mitzarfin, you want to say the sheaf of the flour, of the wheat, is not mitzarf with the wheat, it's not edible, v'yotanan, v'lot the mishnah in chalo, chamesh es reboyin kemach. What's the shear, how much flour do you have to have? to mechayiv yourself to take off challah, how much flour to take off challah from it. You have to have chameshes reboyim, five quarters, v'yoy, and a little bit more. It's chayovim b'challah. You have that much shear, let's say, to shalom, it's 5 pounds, you make a, it's a chayim, but you write some, 2.5 to 3 pounds of chayim, the rabbanon already, that's the shear flour. Of the hain v'subin or musnin, it's mistarif if you have the shear and the musnin both in the flour, it's mistarif. You're mechayiv in challah. So the chur, you see people doing it. If people wouldn't eat it, you would be mechayiv in challah. It's not called part of the flour. So since you see it's part of the flour,